Good afternoon, Adil. You are the curator, which means the mastermind behind that beautiful exhibition in the rock garden of Machu Mandir.
This is the boulder garden that we were assigned. Mm-hmm. And it started with the idea of showcasing Auroville art in the outdoors, mm-hmm. which has not as yet been done in a collective. And when somebody suggested, why not do it in the Machu Mandir gardens, we all thought that there was probably not going to be much of a possibility of doing it here, but I was still courageous and I proposed it, and it was very well accepted. And I was shown this boulder garden. I said, why don't you do a show here? I said, fine. I mean, I just thought that basically the first time I saw the boulder garden, there's so many Aurovillians who have never seen this garden.
Because we always come from
the other side. Yeah, we all come from that side, and this is the thing that the guests see, you know. Yeah. So I loved the rocks. I thought the rocks were very strong and powerful. And I said, maybe they might overpower the works. So then finally, my job as a curator was to make sure that I selected works and worked with the artists to make sure that it goes with the boulders and the work goes with these beautiful trees around here and the topography of the place and everything. And
it's fitting.
It's worked, you know. It's working.
We have to say that's a mostly potter's exhibition, right?
Not really.
I've tried.
It's 50%. 50% ceramics, but there's wood, there's steel, there's mixed media, there's metal, there's plexiglass. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot. It's not just ceramics. The idea was not to do only ceramics. Mm-hmm. I had actually roped in a couple of other architects to do architectural installations, but there was not enough time for them to develop it. Now, the whole idea of this show is that this is not just one show, one off. I have been assigned 4 such shows over the next golden year. Mm-hmm. The 21st to 20th February Darshan Week, then 15th of August weekend, and then again the next New Year. Mm-hmm. Day. So over time, different artists I will rope in. And I just don't want to make it into an art show. I want to get more people involved. I mean, just somebody who is not even considering themselves an artist wants to showcase something very beautiful, we're fine.
Okay.
The good thing was even Matri Mandir said yes to having works from non-Aurovillians, like Ray and Deborah, our teachers in Pondicherry.
So the doors are open.
It's very nice that the Matri Mandir is open to this, and Aurosil has been a lot of help, and Jyoti and Eric have been very helpful.
Nice.
John drops in here all the time. It's very nice to have this sort of interaction.
Okay, who are the artists who are showcasing today?
In this show, there is Rakhi, who's doing her memory stones. There is Saraswati, who has 2 installations. I have worked in collaboration with Alexi, a foreign model. And we've got a book, which is going to be actually one of the installations for the Golden Year for the library.
It's written golden on
Yes. Then there's Priya Sundaravalli. There is Nelia doing 2 abstractions. There is Sabrina doing 2 pieces. There's Hank with a piece in wood.
And then it's also
There's Torkel in wood, and there's Hank doing 2 pieces in steel. That's about it.
So if you want to access, how today it's open for us to go?
It's all very confusing. I myself don't know. So many people have called me and says, which gate do we come in? How do we come in? The watchmen don't know whether to let people in from this side or that side. And it's a difficult job for them because there's thousands of people streaming in as guests just now across the fence. And I would just open the gate and let everybody come in and walk around. But I've been told not to do that, so I'm not doing that. But on the 1st of January morning, after the bonfire, if there's a bonfire or whatever function is here, people will be allowed to stream in and walk around the place. And
so that's another, let's come to bonfire and see the exhibition.
Yes,
afterwards.
And then there is a choir and there's a lot of functions. There's a water ceremony there also on the first morning. So all that will be part of this.
You mentioned Golden Jubilee, which also means that this is one of the events in the line of 50th anniversary, right?
Yes. It's definitely a part of that.
And you have 3 more.
3 more. In February, August, and then again December, January.
Harold, thank you so much.
Sure.